Chazara Daf Tet Omed Alef going on to Omed Beis, the bottom of the page. Where are we holding? Where are we holding with Chazara? So Rava introduced to us the Chiddush, the Ein Safek Moitzin Dei Vadai. If you have a Vadai situation, even if it's a Safek, not just a Safek, even if you have a Reiv, even if you have a Reiv against this Vadai, you cannot follow the Reiv, and you have to keep to the Vadai situation. So the Gemara asked a question from Shimon. So Mai says, and the Gemara gave two answers. So now the Gemara is going to continue with the same discussion. There's a Gemara at the bottom of the Amid. Bottom of the Amid, that says Medav. Maybe the Gemara means something made to the Vadai. Something's not made to the Vadai, but Tanya, we have a Brisa which seems to imply otherwise. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mai says, Shif Chosoi shall meet the Gechod Berimai. There was a Shifcha of a Meitzik. Of a strong guy, a dreamer, an aggressive guy. The Achrim Abal is why Rashi took, why the Gemara says that's who it was. They ask it, seems to be a bit irrelevant to the story. There was an aggressive guy in Rimai that had a shifcha. Seems to be irrelevant. Shetila Nefel Lebur. The shifcha was Matil and Nefel Lebur. Threw an Nefel into a pit. And now, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is the Gabe, whether the mother of this Nefel has to keep, he made tumma, he made tire. We didn't know if it was a boy or girl, if it was anything. We don't know what it was, Bechal. If it was nothing, then you don't need to keep anything. If it was a boy, then she has 7 days of tumma and 33 days of tire. If it was a girl, and she has 14 days of tumma and 66 days of tire. She needs to find out, because if she doesn't know what it is, then she has to be machmir in all directions. She doesn't know what it is, then she'll have to be machmir to keep 14 days of tumma, and she'll have to keep 26 days of tire. Because you have to be chayshish that you may tire end the 40 days after the leda. You have to be chayshish that the may tire finish 40 days after the Leda. If it was a boy, the Meta finishes then. If it was a girl, it finishes 80 days after the Leda. And since she doesn't know, so she'll have to be marking in all directions. So, there was a shadow. So, the Kohen went to Vol Kohen, when I'm on the base, Testament base, Vol Kohen, it's his boy, the Kohen went to have a look over the pit, the Leda, to try and find out if Zoho in the cave here. To find out if the Nefel is the Zoho, the Nefel is the cave on. Of a mighty case of problem with you, and the Shaila was, obviously, forget about Tumma Vataya of Leda, there's a much more serious concern now. Is the Kohen now Tommy, the Nefesh Lee Tommy Balov? And is it the Raisa for the Kohen to be Matami? So is he Tommy? And will he need the Hazor of a Paraduma? Of a mighty case of problem, they came to the rabbis to ask about this Kohen. Vitiharu and the Ramatai, and he said, don't worry, you don't have to have any tumor. Why? Because the chulda and badlin said that, but now we don't understand, it's definitely an Nefel. It's definitely through a kid in, it's definitely something we throw in there. If the chulda took it away, and we have half the business. So what do we have? We have a sofik against the badai. The sofik or the sofik logo I say. We have a sofik who took it away, or maybe didn't take away that moment. Because he's sofik, or my team is a badai. And he's a sofik, can counteract a badai. That's the Kashan Robo. How can you, Robo, say one testament with me? How can you, Robo, tell me, ain't sofik my team is a badai? You've seen the story of this Nefel, that Safik was waiting with Eivadai. He said the Kohen was Tohoi. Even though it should be Machmir, because there was a Vadai Nefel there. That's the Kasha. Right? The Kasha is a strong Kasha overall. So which my answer is, no, you're wrong. It was never Vadai. Remember, we always have two possible answers to give here. Every time we have a question, Safek made to the Vadai, we have two possible answers. Either we'll tell you the Vadai wasn't the Vadai, right? Or we'll tell you that the topic wasn't a topic. That's the two options, yeah? If I tell you, ain't topic made to me, Valdeim, I have a question where it seems to be topic is made to me, Valdeim. So either we'll change the variable of the Valdeim and say it was a topic, and a topic can be made to me, topic. Or we'll change the variable of the topic and we'll say it was a Valdeim, and a Valdeim can be made to me, Valdeim. Those are the two options. To which the Gemara is going to say those options now. So the Gemara said, later, she's still a Nephil, but I don't say there was definitely a Nephil there. And an email should be like a Nephil boy. It looked like a Nephil. It was a topic in the first place. Of a topic, the topic. It's a topic. And a topic and a mailer that we can rely on the topic to counteract the topic. Gemara Kami, Valedim Zoho and Akeri. It says he went to check if it was a boy or a girl, meaning it was definitely either a boy or a girl. How can you tell me he wasn't sure if it was a boy or a girl? It says he went to check if it was a boy or a girl. The tenth of them are was talking talk. Technically it wasn't an FL. It says it went to check if it was a boy or a girl, so it was definitely an FL. And then for the Gemara, hockey comma. Leda in Ruach. In Nephilah. The first thing he went to check was whether it was a Ruach. It's just a bag full of air, really. In the placenta, it wasn't a blood inside. Or maybe a Nephil was there. And if it was an Nephil, if it was indeed an Nephil that she was mapping on, then lay that in Zachar in the cave. So he went to check, a double thing to check. So really the answer to the was, he thought it was a Sophic Maitre Devada, it wasn't a Sophic Maitre Devada, it was a Sophic Maitre Devada topic. Because we don't really know in the first place, we don't know if it was a Nephil or not. Good? So far so good? Maybe I can get a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, when the Gemara is asking that the Sopik can't be mostly a Vadai, so we're saying that we can answer it by saying either it's not really a Sopik or it's not really a Vadai. But it seems like from the Gemara's question that possibly they say a Sopik could be mostly a Vadai. What do you mean, Rabbi, you can't?
That was the question. That's right. That's the question of the Gemara and Rabbi. I mean, Rava introduced us a chiddush, which was there was chaylikon. Rava introduced us a vadeg a chiddush. Ain't sofik moitzim a day vadeg. If you have a roiv, it can't counteract the vadeg, which is not why we understood before Rava spoke. So now we're asking questions on Rava. So that's how it works. We ask questions, thinking, assuming that this is a case of vadeg, and yet the sofik can be moitzim. Which Rava's mazgein don't say like that. It's the sofik against the sofik, or it's a vadeg against the vadeg. Never, it's not a kasha. What's the intent? Did I hear you asking? Even if you say. I mean, we've got a list of probabilities, which I'm going to check. Possibilities, sorry. So I'm first checking if it was an Nephil at all. And even on the assumption it was an Nephil, so I'll check. And if it was an Nephil, I'll check the next stage. So when this guy's going, what's he going for? What are you thinking in his mind? Thinking in his mind the possible probabilities. Nephil, non-Nephil, and all that sound. It's an Nephil, boy, you go. That's what he's thinking before he goes. If you say it was an Nephil, I'll check for this and this.
If there's a placenta, there's no tumor? Is there no tumor for a placenta?
Placenta has no tumor, no. Only a human being has a placenta, has a tumor Nephil, tumor male, and tumor Ledar is only also if it's a boy or a girl, not if it's something else. The Mishnah Nida brings a whole bunch of funny cases which a woman can give birth to. And they give birth to something looking like a fish, something looking like an animal, all different type of things. And the Mishnah discusses whether there's too much Ledar for it. But if it doesn't look like an animal, if it looks less than an animal, it's definitely no too much Ledar. That's the Mishnah is there. Rashi, the bottom of the Amud Tesamud Aleph, Matzik, Inish Almir, a strong guy, an aggressive guy, as Yossi calls him, he was a Jew, he wasn't a non-Jew, he was a Jew. Why it's relevant to the story?
He wasn't a Kohen, that's the important point.
Right. Why is it relevant? Well, anyone's guess is good. And the Kohen came to have a look. He didn't go in the boy, because if he went in the boy, there wouldn't have been a shayla, because he would have known whether the kid is there or not. But he went to have a look, and he couldn't see the kid. It's not him. It was definitely not there. He couldn't see. It was dark, a dark place he couldn't see. Made him Zachim the Kavo. And he went to check if it was a boy or girl. So now Rashi tells you who this Kohen was. And then when we had Shir, we had a big argument about it. And indeed, I've seen that not every person that wrote some Zachim has this argument. Whether what this Kohen was, what Rashi wants to say from him. But some do explain that Yossi, so I'm going to explain that Yossi because it reads the easiest. The Kohen Kohen only Bnei Vayis Hoya. Why was the Kohen going? Why did the Kohen go to look? The answer is because he was part of the household. They sent him there to tell the mother. So who's the mother? Is it his mother, the Kohen's mother? That would make sense if he was the Koriv. If he was the Koriv, so it makes sense. He was the Koriv of the Nephel. So he went to tell his mother. Is it the mother? That would fit better if it's the Bnei Bisa. He was part of the Bnei Bais. He went to tell the Shivchok. It's not clear. Some people say it's too good. So it's, I don't know. It's not clear what's going on here. So Choshom Nagin Le'imai Mativoi. To tell the mother what's going on. Well, the kid wants. That's Kamini V'tam Kimin Tumas V'tai Zoho. She would have to differentiate between the Tumah and the Tai of the Zoho. They made so much of a tie. And a gave up. She needs to know if it's a boy or a girl. Nafka Mina would be to know whether she has to keep the maslul of Tumah Vatai of a Zoho or the maslul of Tumah Vatai of an Akeva. Like Niza Oisa Kohen al Azhoas the Nefesh Leitame, his Kohen was not careful about the Issa Deraisa or being Matami yourself for a mate. It's very nice, you're going to be a helpful for the mother. But what happened to your own Issa? He wasn't careful about it. And he looked into the boy, he didn't see the Nephil. Not that it wasn't there, but he just didn't see it. And then they went to the Kohen, and the Kohen said, they went to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, don't worry, you're not Tommy. You are not Tommy for being mad at a mate. Why? So Chulda of Baldus for Tzinshom. Chulda the weasel Baldus. The polecat when we were kids, we learned, but Mitzuyin Shom, Mitzam Choy, a hole in a normal cahole, that pit, Chuldah Vabadlis, sorry, Mitzam Choy, Chuldah Vabadlis, normal holes of a Chuldah and a Badlis are Pitzeach Tepach, or at least a Tepach beat. So what, the Giru, the Churam, Loi Hel. So what does this Rashi mean to say? This Kohen, he stood on top of the side of the pit. And what are we saying? That this Kohen was tired. Why? Because even though he looked into the pit, and therefore the Tumah should have hit his head, or his eyes, but it didn't hit there. Why? Because it had already gone, dug into the ground. The Chulda took it in to his death. Burrow. What's the English word for Chulda's hole, Rabbi Yaakov?
Death.
So very good. So he took it into his den. So, but there's another problem. Very good, he took it into his den. Why does the Tumah not go up through the ground and hit the feet of the Kohen? The Kohen's standing on the side of the pit. And there's Tumah underneath him now. It's not in the pit. It's buried into the den of the walls of the chul, of the bar. So why don't we have to be cautious under his legs? Oh, so for that, the way we'll say is because it's been blocked by, since the whole of the chulda is itself a tefach tol, right? So therefore it acts as the oihel, and the rule is that oihel is mafzik the tumah. And oihel stops the tumah from coming through it, right? And therefore that'd be the answer. So this kohen who's standing on top is takatoh. There's no tumah going to be.
Does that work? If the hole is more than a tefach,
then the tumah will not go straight to the ground, to the land, immediately to the edge of the bowl. But if the hole is a tefach, then the tumah will go through that hole and fill the hole of the bowl, won't it?
That is a basis kasha. Those guys are kasha, and we'll see soon. So Biak is asking, how to help you? Very nice, there's a cavity now in the den of the chulda, which will stop the tumah from going up, but the entrance is a tefach wide. And if so, he can go right or left. That means if the kohen would put his head over the pit, and then the tumah would go out of the hole and hit his head. So how does it help?
On the left side and
he's
on the right side.
Yeah, so that's what he's going to ask. Simple answer, Masha understood it this way, is that the cavity of the den is a tefach, but the hole itself, the entrance to the den, is less than a tefach. That's a simple answer, but Tosis doesn't line up for good reason, and we'll see when we get to Tosis. Yeah, it tells us some of the tire a bit, but of all of us. Yeah. So if it's a tefach, it won't be b'kevoida. If there's a tefach cavity, it won't be b'kevoida. Normally it isn't. Right. There's another sense of kevasasim, which is another big trailer, big rate, which we'll have to leave. It won't be b'kevoida. Okay, fine. Next Rashi. Rashi. Where are we up to? So you went to check, we thought you were going to see if it was a Zoch and a Kiva. Now we're saying, no, you also went to check if Bechlala was an Ephon. Perhaps it was a Ruach. Shvir Mole Ruach. A sack full of Ruach. It's like a placenta with a placenta without a kid inside. Vintim Saloima, if you say, Ephelaya. So maybe it was a Ruach and maybe it was an Ephah. Vintim Saloima, Ephelaya, Kiloima. What does this mean? You have to go to check for all these things. Shana Ruachu. If you bear Ruach. The Agi, then I'll say that Vein Kan Loi Tum Zocha Veloi Tum Zakeva. There won't be any Tum Zocha not Tum Zakeva. Same error. The Agi, then I'll say. The Kohen will say that. The Kohen will say, maybe, this is what I'm going for. I'm going to see if it's a Ruach, the Agi. And I'll say, what? What will be? I'll say it's a Ruach. And then, Vein Kan Loi Tum Zocha Veloi Tum Zakeva. Bim Er, and if I will see, it's all speaking in the first person. If I will see, Shehu Vlad, Shichan Ni Lirois, I will have to see in Zohar, in the cave, if it was a male or female Nefer. Oops, that's the Kasha. That was the Kasha. The Gemara, the answer to the Gemara was, it was a Sufik. Very good. That's the first answer to the question. As we said, there's another answer every time we have this. Every time I have a question, the Sofik makes the Vada, there's always two answers. The Sofik wasn't the Sofik, the Vada wasn't the Vada. So we've said so far that the Vada wasn't the Vada. And now we're going to say that the Sofik's not a Sofik. Ibai Seima, back to the Gemara, about 12 lines down. Ibai Seima, Hossam, Vada, Vada. There was never a Sofik in the first place. The Vada, Vada, Kim, the Chodo, Vada, Mitzvah, Shom, since there are these old cats. There, Vadai Guru Vaishaita, we can be sure that he dragged away the blood, the Nephil. Nahi, it might be true, the Shura Mishaya, that as we said on Amad Aleph, we always have to be concerned that Chulda will take away the Chomets, but will leave over crumbs. That's true. Nahi, there, Shayura Mishaya, they leave things over, but Migra Mias Vadai Gorum by Shaito, Achula sees food, he drags it away. So one second, Shrasi, sees food, drags it away. So you can be quite sure there was no Nephil in the boy. In the boy, there was quite sure there was no Nephil. And therefore, this guy was Tori looking over the boy.
We're not concerned about
it.
We learned already that crumbs can be crumbs.
Right. We learned that crumbs are made of bottle, whatever that means. Yeah. So it means parts are, you leave over Part of the Davis. Part of the Davis. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so that's the second answer. So we've done it again. We have a question, Sofa Maitim Dei Vaday. We have two answers. It's not a Sofik, it's not a Vaday. Same that we did on Amud Aleph. Do you remember on Amud Aleph we had the same question? If you ask the question, or Rava, from Truma, he can rely on the Chaveh that he took Truma's Maitim, even though it's a Sofik Maitim Dei Vaday. There also we gave two answers. The first answer was, it's not a Sofik, it's a Vaday. That means that we can be sure the Chaveh did it. The second answer was, there was never a Vaday. It was a Sofik to begin with. So the Sofik can be made to these Sofik. So we've done the same thing here again. Yeah, the first answer here was saying, it was never a Vaday. Who says there was an Ephel in the first place? It's just a Sofik, and a Sofik can be made to these Sofik. And the second answer we're giving is that it's not anymore a Sofik. We know for sure that there's no Nephel there. It's not a Sofik made to these Vaday, it's a Vaday made to these Vaday.
I don't know if you ask Kashas on a Maisa, but why did the Kohen in the first place go look over the thing when he knew that there was a risk of him becoming Tomer? Or he knew the halach?
Thus he says that he was a type of person that wasn't careful about it.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't careful about some of the type. That's what Rashi says. Well, he knew that he's the Kohen of Hazos and Nefesh Leitamim. I'm going to say that he was a bit an Amari. He didn't know that a lot about this, but since he was a relative, he thought he could be Matame for a Nefer. So we'll see that in Tosis very soon.
It sounds like he was, the Rashi said, or the Marzal, the Vasco, he was only peering in, trying to stay away to see if he
could
see something.
Nothing
here.
No, he definitely leaned over. He definitely leaned over, and that was the Shaila. The Shaila was, he leaned over, and then they went to the... He went to the rabbi's house. Okay, so that is that. Very good. That's the Gemara. Let's see some places. For one thing, do we finish Rashi? No, we have two more Rashi. Vaday Geru. You see where it is? Vaday Geru is facing the narrow lines, about 8 lines down. Vaday Geru, Mufzoki name Bekach. We can be quite sure they did it. And it's not similar to our Mishnah Diktoni, where we made a diuk, Hochazino, that if we saw he took it, Chayshino, we are Chayshish, because the Hida Vade Ochla, Loyoma, you're right, we don't think that they definitely ate it. I will give Rulacho, Shalem, Omar, to say they dragged it into its pen, that we can certainly say. So, Mamela, when it comes to Chomet, if you drag it into the den, we've still got a problem, because you've got Chomet in your den. The problem you have here is it. I think when it comes to some of the tire, Jack is then Gavaldic, it's not my pit anymore. I looked into the pit, it's not the pit, and therefore you can be made. Very good, that's the Gemara. Badlet is an honest Petrovichi. So those of you that know French, Rabiakin is only an expert in English. So those of you that know French will know that it's a type of a weasel, polecat, some type of animal like that. Very good. We have now two places in tonight. One at the bottom of Amud Bey, Aleph, and one on top of Amud Bey. So let's try. We didn't learn the whole of this place.
Is part of the Hidish Yura Mishaira?
Mm-hmm. You want me to read it again? Okay, we'll go back to the Gemara. He also would like me to explain, read the last two lines of the Gemara that we did. So he said that certainly the Fulda dragged it in. So now the Gemara is saying, he, the Shira Mishaya, it's true that it does leave over food. If it gets all the food, it doesn't eat up all the food, it leaves over the food. And that's why in Amud Aleph we said, if you see that the Chulda took food, we have to worry that maybe some of the food is left. It's true. All very well that it leaves it over, but Migra Mias Vadai Gor. But however, it certainly drags that for a Bahishai for that moment. The seed's food is dragged away, so there's no chash. Okay, so Tesis. And now let's try Tesis on Amud Aleph. So we didn't do the whole Tesis. The first part we didn't do was to speak out about Peh. There's a need in here, discussion here. The Shifra has Tumas Leida. Says this Shifra has, Shifra is a Shifra Kanani. is a Sivcha Kananis, is a Goyish, a Goyish a Sivcha, and a Goyim don't have Tumas Leila. This is a Sivcha, so she's gone through a quasi-geris. Not so clear the geris, but a quasi-geris. She has to keep the mitzvahs. So she's a Sivcha. Does she have Tumas Leila? So we thought maybe we have a riot from this sugya here that she does, because you see this Sivcha, it seems miscarried. And the Kohen went to check whether it is a zocho and a keva, a kamina would be, whether the shivcha would have to keep it from his leader. That's what we thought. So Taisa says, Neraya, because it could very well be that it was the mother, meaning the mistress of the household. She was the one that miscarried, and the shivcha was the one that chucked it out. But there's no raya from here that the shivcha itself had tumah v'taya. But in the Torah Skenim, it says clearly that she does have tumah v'taya. That's of a leda. So although there's no raya from Asuga, but that is indeed the halacha. Okay, what we did do in this case was the end of the thesis. But I'm Marie. This is to answer Bernard's question. Bernard says doesn't like to ask those questions, but this is does. Omeri, four lines up, the end of the thesis. Omeri, the Kohen Shaitahaya. This Kohen was a fool. Even if we say that this never really belonged to the mistress, and therefore we could indeed say that this Kohen was a Kohen, that this Kohen was a brother, and therefore brothers can be Matami Lemeis. So this Kohen was a brother of the Nephel. The im calls there, loy hoya loy litami. He still shouldn't have been metami for the meat. The mina does kain him, because it says in the medrash, the im kain metami le nefonim. Kain cannot be metami for nefonim. The dumi da obi vi imo be ino, b'nei kai omo, you need to have, the Torah says, the kain, sorry, the Torah says the kain can be metami, La'aviv, la'imoy, la'ochid, la'achoysoy. So he says, Kim l'she'akoy, la'aviv's relative. La'imoy, la'aviv, l'ibnoy, l'vitoy, la'ochid, la'achoysoy, absule. So he can be metami for seven people. His mother, his father, his son, his daughter, his brother, his sister, and his wife. So you might have thought that's why this Kohen went to look, because it was his brother that was thrown inside. And you're allowed to be metami for a brother. Maybe it's his sister. You're allowed to be metami for his sister. Says Taisus, no, because the Torah Kohenim says it's all put together with the Imo L'Aviv. And the Imo L'Aviv, they are B'nai Kayam, and they live more than 30 days. So to all of these, they're only metami if they are for more than 30 days. They're viable kids. The Zumi L'Aviv, the Imo being and B'nai Kayam. Void. The Kan Loihoya the Ter Hamis. Furthermore, the whole hetzer to be metami for mate, a Kohen to ask to be metami for mate, as if you're doing it in order to bury the mate. But if you're not doing it as Ter Hamis, then there's no hetzer. So then this guy in here, he wasn't going to bury the Nephel. He was going to have a look if it was a Zoch on a Geva. So there's no hetzer to be metami for mate. So to answer Bernard's question, why did the Kohen do it? Everything because he thought, according to this, he thought he's allowed to be metami for his brother or his sister. He thought he allowed to be metami, but he was a shoyter. He's a shoyter because he's an amoret. He should have known. There's two reasons why he was wrong. Number one is the nephel. You can't be metami because the nephel is not a viable child, and he can only be metami for a viable person. And secondly, you only have to be metami if you're doing it as techamis. And he wasn't doing the techniques, therefore there's no hetzer to be metame at all.
But that doesn't agree with Rashi 100%, because Rashi seems to say that when Rashi should have said specifically that only somebody in that category would have, we would have understood why he went to look.
Anything the other way around, Bernard. Right? Nei is difficult. Nei Bayez means somebody's part of the family, so what was his hetzer bechlal to go?
You don't have to be one of the seven
Krovos.
It was a cousin or something,
Yeah, he certainly can't be
in the tummy
for a cousin.
Yes, I mean, the way Rashi puts it, he doesn't seem to be saying it's the same kind of case as Tosfos.
Rashi says, like Nizo is a crane. Stami wasn't careful about that office. Stami wasn't careful about that office. Yeah. Tosfos says, no, he'd have to say that he was done in Russia. He was a Shoshaita. He didn't know that office. He didn't know it other stuff. Yeah. Rashi says, like Nizo is a crane on the source of Nefesh Tami.
Does Bnei Kayama just mean that it would have had to be alive as opposed to Nefel, or it has to be at least 30 days old?
It looks have lasted 30 days. If it dies before 30 days, then it's not been carried on. Not been carried on. Yeah. Yeah, so the man, this Rashi, is a bit difficult, because if he wasn't careful, why do we have to say he was a Kohen? Or maybe Bais. If he wasn't careful, why do we have to say who he was? So you have to be Zeicher can say that that's dumb, because otherwise, why would you go? Why would you go? So, why is dumb? Why are you going? Well, I don't go to look at Nephilim. I'm not Kohen. I don't go to look at Nephilim. So, he was Negev. It was part of his family. So, he was Negev of him. But not because of any longer say, Kohen can be Metame, he thought, and it says in Dr. Rashi, says, he wasn't careful. Pasha wasn't careful. So that was that taste. Next taste is, and taste on a base, Sabagurush Haishaita. So this taste is back into Ilkha's Tumah B'Torah. Taste had a question, where is this boy? Where is this boy? Is the boy in Rishusha Rabim or is in Rishusha Yochid? I'm saying, hi boy, hey Chakoy, where is this boy situated? Even Rishusha Rabim, if it's in Rishusha Rabim, even one topic should be enough to explain the thesis to be going on the first teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says, don't tell me it's a Vade Nefel, it's a Sofik Nefel. And Nefel is a Sfek Sveika. Sofik if it's... Sofik if it was a Nefel. And even if it's a Nefel, you can take on the Chul that pulled it away. If it's a Sofik Nefel in the first place, then we don't need a Chul at all. Sofik Tum and Rishusha Rabim, you go to Kuna. So as much as you tell me there's a Sofik Nefel, why do you need to take on that there's a Chul done? Only because of the Chul done, the person's tongue. And that was the Kasha of Tesis. Opa. What's Tesis Kasha? This boy, where's the boy? Where's the boy situated? If it's in Rishusha Rabim, then why is the Gemara saying in the end of the day, the only reason why Torah is because there was a chulda there. The minute you tell me there's a suffering nephel, that itself should be enough of a reason to be makel in a shutterab. In a shutterab, and if it's done in a shutterab, my mishani, what's the answer? Should he look at a nephel, a boy, that it was doing a suffering nephel in the boy? Was nam called sveikais, the sveikais, shutterab, a how boys? Any doubts, or even doubts upon doubts, that Shatei Yochel HaHalvus, you can add, Rishusha Yochid, and Rishusha Yochid Tomei, that means if any type of situation of doubt, you're machmir in Rishusha Yochid. So how does that help me to say, you know what, maybe it was an Nefel, maybe not. And even if it was an Nefel, maybe the Chulda Esed. Maybe it was an Nefel is one Sofik, and maybe the Chulda Esed is another Sofik, but in Rishusha Yochid, you can't be makel with Sveik Sekis. So what are we talking about this boy? If it's in a Rishusha Rabbi, and we don't need the Chulda. If it's in Rishusha Yochid, it doesn't help the fact that it's a Sofik Nefel. Veishloima, on today's is the greatest Chulda of Badlis, and the Sofik Arogil. That the dragon of the Chulda and Badlis, Sofik Arogil. Remember what that word means? Sofik Arogil? Sofik Arogil, what does it mean?
Very likely
Sofik. So therefore we learned it on the Dalit. In Tesis there, we learned that if you have a Sofik Arogil, then even though the rule is in Rishusha Yochid, you can't be Mekel, if you have a Sofik Arogil together with another Sofik, you can be Mekel. So that's what we have in. You have a Sofik of Chulda taking away, which is very high likely. And you have a Sofik if it was an effort in the first place, put the two together, you can be Mekel even in Rishusha Yochid.
Are you saying it needs to be a fake faker with a Sofik Arogil?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. That's what, otherwise we haven't got an answer. That's what it seems to be, and also, on the Aleph, the same story was there. It seemed to be an easier come on with another suffix. Now, here's this other point which Yaakov raised. The Zohar Kohen, the Rangli Kohen Hover Shutterak, then Pesach, very nice, Ivanson, the Kohen drags away and puts it in his den. But what happened to this problem that maybe the Tumah is Bekeh Avoyle? If it's in the den now, it's going to go up and hit the feet of the Kohen. So how can we be Mekel? How can we Mekel? Now the Tumah is going to go up and hit the feet of the Kohen. Now Rashi answered that. Rashi said we're talking about that the whole of the chulda was a tefach seat. And therefore it was acting as a oil and was mastering the tumah from going up. But Tosfos doesn't like it because of Rabbi Yaakov's problem. We must say that the side of the pit was a Rishus HaRabim. We have to say in the dens, it's not a tefach seat. The ikav is there tefach, because if it's a tefach deep, Mamiel is Greyo had to help to drag it. But Pesach tefach, maybe it's a tumah. Pesach tefach, maybe it's a tumah. If it's a tefach opening, then the tumah can go out to the opening. And if the Kohen puts his head over the pit, the tumah possibly will go out of the hole and into his head. To have your help. Elamai Masdei Chulda is less than a tefach. Means holds are less than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, you don't have an oil anymore. If you don't have an oil, some old didn't care about oil. How can you be makel for the Kohen? On test to mean that the Kohen was standing on the side with the Shusar Rabim, and stopping someone in Shusar Rabim, you can be makel. Be Raglov, Shusar Yochin Nechus, Shemaguru, and Neged Raglov. If his legs are in a Rishus HaYochid, Nechus, we should be concerned, Shema Guru, perhaps the Chulda dragged the Mace, the Nefel Neged Raglov, why is the English word for it? In line with his legs, Betumah Bekavarila, and Betumah will be Mekavarila. So that's Elamai Masnei to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, suffix from Ingo the Kula. Boy, this Lima, the ugly Kohen, Rishus HaYochid. The Met, it was in Rishus HaYochid. How can we make up? The Guru of Achlu have a suffix of Rabbi. Again, we have this double suffix. Maybe it wasn't an FL, and even if it was, we take on, he dragged it and ate it, and therefore you can be make up.
And right. The topic of Rogel is that he would usually likely to eat it up.
Right. He dragged it there and ate it up. There wasn't much show you. I just want to check. Give me a second, please. I can't remember what he wanted. Yeah. So it spoke out plenty. So what we're saying, that you've got a Sofek HaRogel. Now, Moshe asked beforehand, do we need a Svek Sveik with Sofek HaRogel? Do we need a Svek Sveik with Sofek HaRogel? I said, Moshe, you do. So do we have a Svek Sveik here? He pulled it in the den. And, don't worry, Sofek HaRogel would have eaten it. But where's your Svek Sveik? According to the second Teretz of the Gemara, was, it's not Sofek and Esau. It was a Vade Nefla. It doesn't matter because Vade took it out from the pit. If Vade put it out from the pit, but put it on his legs. So what are you going to say? You know, Sofek and Rogel would have eaten it. Is there only one Sofek? Is there only one Sofek that maybe would have eaten it? So Mashal says, no, you don't know which side of the pit it was going to be on. It could have been on this side of the pit, on the right-hand side of the pit, which is under the legs of the Kohen. It could have been on the left-hand side of the pit, which was nowhere near where the Kohen's standing. Since you don't know where it went, you've got that topic. And even if it is on the right-hand side of the pit, also, it could very well be a very high likelihood that it was eaten. Never put it all together, and you can be makel, even in a shutiyah.
We're not saying that the Sofek HaRogel is that he took it, and the other Sofek is that he might have eaten it.
No. You have to put those together, because we know we were makel for the Kohen inside the pit, overlooking the pit, because we say he took it away. So now, very good, he took away, but now how can we make a wipe it down his legs? So you have to say that's also Sofek HaRogel, that he gets it up as well. Otherwise, you can't be make him. Not very good. So we got till the brackets here.
Wait, on a regular Sfeik Seika, they don't have to be likely? They could be like a very unlikely Suffolk?
Yeah. A normal Sfeik Seika could be a normal 50-50. So when you're talking about Tumen, it's just the Yachid, then you have to be more, you need more of a high likelihood. Sfeik Seika, can't be maker.
For regular Suffolk, each Suffolk has to be at least 50-50, or it could even be, you know, like there's a 10% chance of this and a 10% chance of that, but I'm just marbit.
I'm not sure. I have to take that. I'm not
sure. Okay.
Yeah, Daniel, you had some questions you wanted to ask.
Just right now, with what we just learned, between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi said that the house for the Chulda was a Tefach Hai. And Tosfos said it can't be because then the Tumah would go out the hole. So what are they arguing? Rashi doesn't know that the Tumah would go out the hole if the hole is a Tefach Hai?
It's a very good question. Yeah, he's asking, what's Rashi? How did Rashi learn? So I told him, Marshal says Rashi learned that the entrance to the hole was smaller than the actual hole itself. The entrance to the hole was less than a tefach, and the hole itself was a tefach deep. I mean, the chulda, obviously where it lives, it makes itself more comfortable than its entrance way. It'll squeeze into a little place, but where it's actually living, it'll make sure it'll be a tefach deep. And Taisa doesn't like that. Why doesn't Taisa like that? If I tell you the answer, then you ask me again, so what does Rashi do? Which is a good kasha. In the Mishnah of Allah, it's Gimel, the Mishnah there says there's something called a Kavis Sosom. A Kavis Sosom means if you have, I don't know if you ever know it, it's good to know anyway. If you walk down Nachal Kishon by the Merkaz Mitzchari, you see sticking out of the ground something that looks like an upturned umbrella. Ever seen those things? It's all over the country, but there they have it. In the middle of the road, you'll see something looking like an upturned umbrella. So what is that exactly? So the chart is something called a kever sosom, meaning like this. If you have a kever, like most of our kvarim, that are completely closed off on all sides, then even though it's not bekir v'oila, the tumah can't go up and hit the aeroplanes up there, but the actual surface of the ground that's opposite where the kever is tummy. The kohen's not allowed to walk in that area. That means although it can't be bekeir v'oila ad ha-shamayim, but all around the kever is tummy. So every time you have a kever, even if you make an oil, it's not going to help you. Because the surface of the top of that ground, whatever's around that kever, is going to be tummy. So the eitzah is to make a little opening. And if it's a little bit of an opening, then the tumah, we say, no longer is metame all around the kever, just it goes out from the opening and then everything is good. So they make these upside down umbrellas so that the tumah has got an opening. If you look, if you go underneath it, you'll see there's an opening there. So there's an opening, therefore the tumah goes out. Then all around, your kohenim can walk on the streets. That's the idea of tumah's kever sosom. So now Rashi says here that even if you have a pesach, which is less than a tefach, is enough to get out of this problem. You have a Pesach, which is less than a Tefach, there's no problem of Kevah Sosom. But Taisa disagrees with that. Taisa holds that you need to have, if you have a Pesach, which is less than a Tefach, you still have a problem with that Kevah Sosom. So the Kohen would still be Tomei, because he's still standing on top of something which is Tomei. So it's not going to help you at all. And it comes around, Taisa is Mamarashah. If the Pesach is a Tefach, then we have a problem, the Tomei goes through. If the Pesach is not a Tefach, then you can't stand on top of the kever, because it's got so much kever sosom. So Rashi tries to get out of that and says, no, the Pesach itself, the kever itself is a tefach tall, but the Pesach is a bit open to get out of kever sosom. Taisus is not true. As much as you don't have a Pesach of a tefach, then it's right for Taisus. As much as you have a Pesach of a tefach, then you've still got the problems of kever sosom. Okay, that's a bit deeper going on between Rashi and Taisus here. So, okay, we're going to stop here. I believe Daniel and Avram have a question on Taisus Kadesh of the Behemah Achelis. Would you like to fire away?
we weren't collaborating. So if Avram has a question, you can go first.
You want to say it? I don't remember.
Okay. So here's the question. I just had this on. Just understanding Tosfos Kedesha Behema. I don't have the Gemara in front of me. I'm sorry. The Tosfos says that it's talking about the case of a double suffix with regard to the chaver. Tosfos asked the question that if we permit the yorish of the chaver to eat the food, we're ignoring the issur d'rabbanan. So aren't we being? Isn't this the case of a suffix? Of a suffix motzi mide vadai vada issur d'rabbanan. If we can be permit an issur d'rabbanan, then because of with a suffix, then so too by bedikas hametz we should be able to permit. We don't have to go check for the hametz because there's a suffix. Maybe I'm sorry. There's a suffix. I'm sorry. It's a suffix. He ate it, and that's enough for the vada d'rabbanan of bedikas hametz. So there's two answers that the read. Bring. And the second answer is that our case by the chaver is limited to animal food. The heter that we allow the yorish of the kohen to eat the chaver's food is only the case of animal food, like the case of Rabbi Oshia. So does that mean that since it's limited to animal food, so there is an idea of suffix motzi mide vadai for animal food. But since that doesn't apply to all food, it's only limited to animal food, therefore, I certainly think it doesn't apply to animal food, but all the more so, I can't expand that concept to hametz. It's only a very limited case when you have animal food and you bring it into your house in a funny way. Then there's an issur d'rabbanan, but we'll let the issur d'rabbanan slide because he's a chaver. Is that the reason answer?
No. No. The answer of the Gemara by animal food, the answer of tasis, is therefore there's no vada. By animal food, since we don't know if it was brought in as tevel, so therefore it might not be tevel. If it's not tevel, you're allowed to feed the animal food, even midrabbanan. And therefore, there's no vada. Tosfos' question was that you see that at least with Rabbanon we say suffering might see the day vada'i. Answer of Tosfos is no. Since we're talking about animal foods, there's no vada'i tuma. There's no vada'i tevel here at all. Because you're allowed to feed your animals away from kevel.
Okay, I'll have to think about it. You're saying this isn't even the case. We thought it was a case of suffix motzi mide vadai, and the answer is it's not a vadai.
That's the answer. Not one.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, I'll suffer them to everyone. Should I leave on? What's the story, Yossi? Is there any done? Should we leave on? Yaakov, you want to join Yossi and...
I'm going somewhere, so I can't do this morning.
Okay, I'll talk then to you.
Rabbi Jacobson, tomorrow,
yep.
Baruch Hashem, Hannah's going back for a sign-off after the cataract operation, so we'll be on our way to Jerusalem.
Okay, I'll record then, you can listen to it then afterwards.
Be well.
Okay. Keep well, I suppose. Keep well then. Yeah.